Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Here's a very personal question. Yes, it's personal, and hopefully you're listening from your heart. Why do you share your time, your talents, and your treasures? And by treasures, I'm referring to your money. Yes, it's a personal question, but it's a question that God wants all of us to ask ourselves. What is our motivation, particularly when it comes to sharing our material possessions? The fact is, we all have an obligation to give, proportionally, as God has blessed us. But God doesn't want our gifts simply because we're obligated. He wants our gifts because we love Him and because we love others. And Paul made this very clear in his letter to the Corinthians.
I am not saying this as a command. Rather, by means of the diligence of others, I am testing the genuineness of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich.
Well, to understand what Paul is teaching here about generosity, we need to understand the bigger picture in our lives. You see, when Paul wrote to the Romans, he didn't command them to present their bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice. Rather, he encouraged them to respond to God's mercy, God's grace, and this becomes an act of worship. And just so, Paul did not command the Corinthians to be generous, but appealed to them based on Christ's sacrificial gift for the sins of the world. If indeed we give generously out of thankful hearts, this, as Paul wrote to the Philippians, becomes a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.